out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, and Talkeetna, Alaska. Well, this is the Redneck Riviera, USA. What do they call that there?
I don't know. I don't know what they call it here. They call it the Nanook of the fucking North. I don't know. I don't know what they call it here.
So you can hear Ryan is somewhere in a cabin out in the middle of Alaska.
Yes, I'm in an outhouse.
Working through a phone, so that's why things might sound a little like he's on a phone instead of on a nice microphone. But
yeah,
thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, doing whatever we can. Maybe just an hour, depends.
Right,
we'll see what's going on. Because Ryan is on vacay.
Yeah, I'm on vacation, man.
I just heard myself.
I'm sorry.
Off of the delay.
Okay.
Caller, can you turn down your radio, please?
Yeah, I was just trying to see how it, you know, if it sounded good. That's fine.
God, there's quite a delay.
Oh yeah.
I keep forgetting about that. We have like a minute and a half delay or something like that as our voices bounce around the internet tubes.
Right, right.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Don't forget, you could tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, et cetera. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thanks for listening to the show today. And if you're a bear or an otter, you live in the area, please give me a wide berth. Don't chew off my leg.
I had a couple of when animals get pissed stories, and I just wanted to make sure that I didn't pull any bear stories since you're you're up in there, in literally their neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, I went hiking with my brother a couple of days ago up to, some mountaintop in Denali. And he told me that he knew all the bears and they wouldn't attack us.
He's on a first name basis.
I don't know what he does. He knows them all though. He told me.
Don't forget, if you want to buy a good book from about Alaska or anything, buy a cool Alaska t-shirt or whatever you want to do, buy some shit through our Amazon portal. It helps us out. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And that's where all the cool kids hang out. And spend
we get rich off. We get rich. Make us rich.
Yeah, rich. But we thank those. We do thank those that do.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Helps us pay some of the bills.
Right.
A lot going on. We missed a couple of days. And it really seems like it's already been a few months.
Right.
In the news, just since what happened since last Wednesday's show was our last show.
Right.
It's just been batshittery. We got a president who's like, it's not collusion. Well, maybe it was collusion. It doesn't matter.
Has he resigned yet?
No.
Okay.
No. But the reports are that he's starting to feel that Don Jr. may have done something illegal.
Right.
Not intentionally, of course.
But I don't understand. Does he like Don Jr.?
No,
does he care?
He doesn't. He barely remembers which one he is.
Do you think he knows Don Jr.'s birthday?
No fucking way. No way.
Do you think he knows? He knows Ivanka's.
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you your spankings, Ivanka.
Yeah.
Only till you're like 38 or 39, and then
right. I'm still breastfeeding her.
Then it's granddaughter time.
Is it true that he breastfed Ivanka?
Oh, God.
With his moobs? Yeah.
Like I said, tweet us during the show, etc., etc. I think we can start. I'm just trying to get this rolling here.
Yes.
And the news drop. It's taking a while. There we go.
Yay.
It's all loaded, everybody. Sarah Palin loaded, ready for bear.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. I was thinking about you in the middle of a cabin and in the middle of the woods yelling.
Yeah.
It's not too Kaczynski-like.
Oh, well,
Kaczynski,
it is Kaczynski, right. I can get more Kaczynski, unless I'm
Ted Kaczynski. These are headlines, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Let's see, over to the commie pinko liberal.
If they...
Huff Post. The headline says, Rick rolls on Manafort. Well, this is the...
Rickroll?
Well, that's what the HuffPo. Look what they did there.
I'm never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
The Rick Gates, former deputy campaign manager.
Yes.
Let's not forget that, Manafort was the poobah, the chairman of the campaign, even though he didn't do much.
Right.
But Rick Gates, one of the main flippers, was also deputy campaign manager for Trump on the campaign.
Wow.
Skin glistening with Russian sweat and jizz.
Wow, that's quite a... I mean, is that good for your skin? Really,
I don't know. Ask Rick Gates or Manafort. Looks great for his age, but I think he's had a little work.
Jeez. Glowing.
I think Manafort might have had a little Ukrainian nip or tuck or two.
You think he's had work?
Yeah, look at him. Wasn't there the report that even Donald, I don't know if Trump said anything about any kind of work, but he did say, I know your type with your suits and your skin and your hair.
With your skin?
Something like that. Yeah, I think he said skin and hair. Your suits and your skin and your hair.
God, our president is just...
Allegedly.
Bananas, dude. It's bananas.
So Rick Gates testified today, so they ended up having him testify after all because, that was the pathetic defense that Manafort's lawyers put up was that, everything that Manafort allegedly did, it was Rick Gates. He was embezzling from us, and he made all the financial decisions.
Ooh.
And then they were trying to base it on that, like the star witness. And then Manafort's team was like, we don't really need him.
Right.
We've got thousands of pieces of paper, hundreds of thousands probably, of pieces of paper. This is a paper, the best kind of evidence to have. This is paper. This is bank statements, financial documents showing that shenanigan reworth afoot.
And it must be a boring ass trial because it's just accountants, right? Just testifying.
Probably. They probably have forensic accountants. Right now, all the fun ones are going on, but... Like Rick Gates. So they decided to put him on. I heard something today that one of the strategies as a prosecutor is you put your weakest witnesses in the middle. Like you start off strong, you put the witnesses that might get beat up in the middle, and then you finish strong. You have some of your best witnesses so that the jury forgets that middle part.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's kind of where Gates is now. So they decided, you know, it would look, they don't want to give any reason for appeals or for trying to overturn this or anything. So, more technical difficulties here.
I know it's raining, man. It's raining here again, dude. It's so wet. It's raining again. I can't believe that. You know what I learned? There's no snakes in Alaska. Isn't that nice? That makes
wow. You know, there you go.
I didn't know that.
Did they have a St. Patrick?
Yes. St. Patrick froze to death. No. They have St. Mud. They have the Saint of Mud. Saint of Mud.
St. Denali. But so that's why they let Rick Gates testify, was that, you know, he might get beat up a little, and if they try to say, well, yeah, he embezzled from Manafort and he did all of this bullshit, then they can refute that pretty easily.
Yeah.
And if that's the best they got, then Manafort is, as they say legally, fucked.
Well, I thought he was anyway, because it's like you said, they've got all these papers. Why even have Rick Gates? It's weird. I mean, why don't they just say, here's...
They said that they don't want to give them reason to... this is where I got side railed. They don't want to give him a reason to create conspiracy theories. You know, look, ladies and gentlemen, they told you about this witness they were going to bring up. And then when we challenged it, they were too afraid to put him up in front of you.
Oh, shit. Yes.
And that juries hate that kind of stuff. Then they're like, well, what was that guy going to say? You know what I mean? It helps instill doubt. Whereas if you put him out there, let him be impeached. You know what I mean? Impeach his statements. Let it fall. That'll be settled then. They won't be wondering what he would have said that got censored. Yeah.
Don't you think it's weird? I mean, God, I just still don't understand why Manafort didn't flip.
There's a couple reasons. I mean, he thinks Trump is going to pardon him.
Why is that going to matter, though? What?
Or he thinks Putin's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Putin and or any Russian mob guys, and that's, which is all tied in together.
Yeah. I just don't it's a weird thing. It's like if I were a super duper villain like Manafort, I would have flew the coop. I would have gone somewhere, you know? I would have pulled Julian Assange and showed up at Ecuador or some bullshit like that.
Head over to Russia.
Oh, yes. Well, they might not like him there anymore, right?
Hang out with Steven Seagal, our new
outreach
ambassador or something. We even had somebody on our Facebook page say, this is fake. This has to be fake news.
I saw that.
And I was like, it's not fake news. It's real. I know. This is a tough time in our history where everything seems like we've gone through the looking fucking glass.
Does Steven Seagal think he's a spy?
I don't know what he thinks. I don't know what he thinks. Wasn't he accused of some shenaniganry, like diddleation and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think he was. He's been under suspicion for diddleation. Absolutely, some bullshit. And then he went to Russia, and Putin gave him a passport.
Russia.
What? I just don't get that. Steven Seagal has a charmed life in America. He's the shittiest actor on the fucking planet. He does the lamest martial arts. And on top of that, he's a movie star. How much better can you have it? God, and then you turn on Netflix.
You just hate Aikido.
Oh, I do. Listen,
you're biased. You have a bias against keto.
Fuck. Oh, shit. I just spilled my coffee all over the fucking place. Yeah, damn it. Yeah. Fuck Steven Seagal. That's my point.
I know he moved to Russia and he ended up getting a passport now. He's like a Putin gave him a passport.
Oh, yeah.
And he lives there.
Yeah, is that what he does? Putin's like, oh, here's a celebrity I enjoy. Let me give this guy a passport. See it? Shit, man.
So Rick Gates testified that he committed crimes with his one-time business partner, Paul Manafort.
Oh, shit.
You know, he's been given immunity. Speaking this afternoon, he bluntly answered prosecutors' questions. Were you involved in any criminal activity with Mr. Manafort? He said yes. Did you commit?
And how?
Did you commit any crimes with Mr. Manafort? Yes. Gates served as Manafort's right-hand man in their political consulting business and under Manafort's tenure as Trump's campaign chairman. He took a plea deal in February with Mueller as part of an investigation into whether the campaign colluded with Russians. No collusion, but there was.
Does Rick Gates, does he go to jail or does he get a deal where he's, you know,
he free? Hasn't been sentenced yet.
Oh, okay.
As part of the deal, he admitted to conspiracy against the United States in connection with avoiding taxes, as well as a charge of lying to the special counsel's office and to the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Oh, shit.
He may receive a shorter prison sentence as part of the plea deal.
Oh, wow. Damn. See, this has to be why Trump is freaking the fuck out, right?
Sure. Yeah, among other things. He's also, he soundly whipped Don Jr. under the bus with these tweets. We'll get to his tweets in a minute. It's really, this is everything we've expected. This is like a complete and utter meltdown. Let's just hope the ship stays afloat throughout the captain's meltdown.
I'm going to launch some missiles. I'm sad, you know. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried he's going to get sad and start blowing shit up. He's nuts.
Today we said, fuck you. We're going to break the Iran deal.
Yes.
The Iran nuclear deal. As
nuclear.
Some people say. Nuclear.
Right.
With Trump announcing that they are reinstating the sanctions on Iran, which was will be violating our side of the agreement, while Iran has kept theirs.
That's crazy. What the fuck are we doing?
The first wave of U.S. sanctions on Iran, suspended under the deal, will be put back in place at midnight tonight.
Wow. So, yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen because, you know, it's not just us. It wasn't the United States and Iran. It was the United States and five other countries and Iran.
Yeah.
Of which all five of those adult countries have stayed in the deal and have said that Iran is holding up its part of the bargain.
Wow. So, like, if we go to war with Iran, will the countries supporting that deal, will they attack us?
Attack?
I don't know. That didn't make any sense.
God damn it. I can't stop this video. Okay, fuck you. This is audio. There you go. Make it go away. Without partners in Europe, let alone Russia and China and India, it's unclear how much pressure this will be. So if we're the only one saying sanctions now, with the rest of the world saying, no, they're complying, fuck you, toddlers right. of the United States. then who knows if this has any teeth to it.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't need you.
We're a bunch of kids. We're babies. That's exactly what we are. We're a bunch of little fucking babies.
It's so pathetic.
It really is. It's fucking nuts. I wish LeBron James was fucking president.
or at least Secretary of Education.
Yeah.
But then we get Betsy.
She's got like 10 votes.
Because she dropped a couple billion into Republican donations.
Hey, Betsy, fuck your boats. Your boats suck.
Yeah, one of your boats was vandalized. Oh, which one?
Which one?
It's okay. I've got 9 others.
Okay. You got all these kids, all these teachers having to buy their own fucking school supplies. Betsy DeVos is like, which boat?
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is Rick Gates. And then we've just been talking about Trump getting ready to start another war, maybe.
Right. Maybe. I'm going to start another war. Maybe. I don't know.
Unreal. That's our president, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
He's the best. He's the best. He's got the best words, got the best everything.
Did a bang fucking up job. So let's get to his tweets. He's losing his fucking mind. He's lashing out. One minute, you know, we're supposed to believe whatever he tweets as policy, and then the next minute, no, it's just his opinion. Just president's opinion. He's allowed to do his opinion.
How many times when Barack Hussein Obama was president, you have to be like, hey, I know Barack said something crazy today on Twitter. Don't worry about it.
right.
Don't worry about it.
So Trump be tweeting.
Yes.
Let's see. First of all, I don't know. He's gotten into this bizarre fight with California. You know, they're trying to say, California, you can't have those extra restrictions on emissions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our friends in the car industry and the oil industry don't like it because it costs them money.
Yeah.
Fuck the environment. Even though you talk to people who lived in California a few years before I moved out there. And they said the skies were brown. The skies were literally brown from all of the emissions, and that it worked. The additional stricter emission standards in California worked. Oh, they cost the auto manufacturers more money. What about their profits?
I can't breathe. I want to be able to fucking breathe.
Well, don't live there.
Well,
don't be poor and stuff, and don't live there.
Oh my God, so dumb.
So now they're trying to sue California and saying you can't do that. We're gonna. This is the small government Republicans, of course.
Saying, rural states' rights.
Right, saying no. Fuck you, California. We're gonna tell you what your standards are, and California's like, we'll see you in court, bitch.
Yes.
Again, I think California has the most lawsuits against Trump. Javier Becerra, the attorney general there, is just an anti-Trump monster. He's everything they're doing. He's filing suits after suit after suit.
Yeah.
To try and winning most of them, like the Sanctuary City stuff, and
but like what kind of lunacy were we in where somebody is suing California because their environmental standards are too clean?
Because it hurts business.
God, it's crazy, man.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just blatant. And I think you don't get. People don't. I don't know. Don't people care about clean water and clean air? And then when things go tits up or moves up more appropriate, they're like, well, we need the government to come help us and bail us out. Our water's poisoned. Who's going to clean this up? And then the rich chemical company says, oh, we can't afford it. We're going to go bankrupt.
Oh, great.
But of course, their CEOs all have and executives all have golden parachutes.
Yeah.
And getting paid millions of dollars as they liquidate the company. And then the shareholders get paid off first before debtors. So
is this
everybody
like
wins.
Say- Is this like when you say socialize the losses, privatize the profits?
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's Yay. How Republican capitalism works. Privatize profits, but yes. socialize the losses.
You know, if we're, are we talking about all of his fucking tweets about California right now?
Well, he's going against Jerry Brown with this wildfire because Jerry Brown said, hey, you know, we're going to need some federal fundage to help with this wildfire shit. And, you know, the wonderful Trump administration, of course, is probably going to try to hold the money hostage. They tried to do that with, like, sanctuary city stuff. No aid for you if you don't get rid of that sanctuary. And they lost that one in court. They're like, you can't hold a gun to the state's heads like that. It isn't the mob.
Right. I don't get what he's talking about, though, because he said he twatted something about if California was doing something different with their water.
Oh, well, yeah,
what the fuck does that even mean?
And then he followed it up with a tweet today also. Nobody can figure out what the fuck he's talking about. He said they're just dumping, they're diverting their water into the ocean.
Is that true?
No. Are there streams and rivers that naturally feed into the ocean? Yeah, you know, that's how nature works.
Right.
So is he saying, why don't they dam up every stream, every river? Is that what he's talking? What I mean, probably, knowing him, he wouldn't give a fuck all about the environment or anything. If what about all that water they're wasting? We should put a dam on everything.
I honestly don't know what the hell he's talking about, but I read that tweet out loud in the Ted Kaczynski cabin last night, and no one could figure it out. I don't know. I don't know what he meant. He wanted to save California from Bernie because he didn't win the electoral vote.
Oh, right.
So that's it. He hates us.
And all those millions of Mexicans had voted.
Oh, yes. 5 million illegal voters.
My computer's doing crazy shit here right now.
Yeah, man. Fuck this technology, man. It's like,
our cable's also been doing the on and off dance.
Oh, that's nice.
Every once in a while.
Cox Cable, if you're listening, the love affair's over. Screw you.
It did really well for a while. And then all of a sudden now it's like, a little less stable.
Right. Hey, all you cable companies, if anyone's listening from that industry, please keep merging into one big fuck me in the ass goddamn entity.
Because that'll help competition inexplicably. God. I still don't understand how they say like this AT&T Time Warner merger. Well, that's gonna help competition. How the fuck? How does that work?
How do you make that statement? How does that make sense?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Lots of craziness ensuing. My computer is just acting like a fucking asshole. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse you.
Did you hear me? Shit, man.
That microphone's really loud. Yeah.
No, is it good? Thank you.
The advisors, we were talking, I don't even know what we were talking about as my computer is spiraling into insanity.
Into hell.
So Trump be tweeting, that's what we were talking about.
Yes.
About California. He said this nobody can figure out exactly what he's talking about with this rerouting water. They're just dumping it into the ocean.
But nobody is. Nature's dumping it into the ocean, dickhead.
Well, right. That's kind of how it works.
Has he ever been on the, you know, I don't know, are you familiar with the Mississippi River?
Yes.
Okay, well, if you go from the Mississippi You go, follow it. Yeah, this is a dumb question. Which way does it flow? It obviously flows south, right?
Right.
Okay. God, I'm stupid. You take the Mississippi River south, and if you keep going south on the river, you'll pass through a bunch of fucking states, and eventually you'll come to where the river empties out right into the Gulf of Mexico.
Right there in, Louisiana and Mississippi. And all it's that lovely. Water yeah.
It gets wasted. And all that water gets dumped into the Gulf of Mexico, and it's wasted.
Those should
He's
be
right.
All that water should be in Trump water bottles.
How is he that stupid? Or how does he feel okay saying stupid shit like that?
He probably heard something from someone somewhere.
Quit hearing.
And his tiny little brain.
He
registered it and it's stuck, and it was probably like something Deucey mentioned in the morning or Kilmeade.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Notice they don't mention racist. Tom Selleck sneaking around with a water truck stealing municipal water.
God, I forgot about that.
To feed his fucking pig walnut trees, right?
Avocado.
I thought it was walnuts that require tons of water.
Oh, really? God, you know what? You're right. It is walnuts. I don't even like those. I don't even like walnuts. I know you don't. It kills you.
And, fucking Tom Selleck got caught sending toadies with a tanker truck around and filling up at the fire hydrants because his water bill was too much.
What? Get out of the walnut business, dickhead.
Well,
I don't
right.
have to tell you.
There you go. Socializing the losses again. A typical fucking Republican conservative asswad.
And Tom Selleck. I mean, aren't you an actor? Don't you want to be an actor? Go be an actor, dumbass. You want to be an actor? You want to grow walnuts?
Right.
What a fucking idiot.
And how about if it's too expensive, maybe there's a different business. Maybe that's not the best use of that land.
You say it's not, why is he selling walnuts?
I
don't even know. The last time I don't know when I've seen a bowl of walnuts anywhere lately. Who wants them?
Somebody probably told him that there's tons of money in walnuts.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
Dan, go back on Friends for a season. It's just stupid. That's canceled, right? Go on some show, Tom. You fucking loser. I don't want to eat your nuts.
It's canceled. So our president, also while he's he had a signing to impose these sanctions back.
Yes.
And usually this would be, he would relish the chance to be on telly and wave around something that he signed.
Oh, he loves that.
But for some reason, after this tweet that I'm going to read, for some reason, he's gone news blackout. No, you're not going to see him. You're not going to hear from him today.
Oh, okay.
They put out a picture of him allegedly signing this legislation.
Right. Okay.
That reimposing the sanctions on Iran and essentially breaking the deal when they were standing up to their side of the deal.
Oh, okay.
So Kim Jong-un looks at this and says, why should we sit down? Because the Iranians have already been out there saying you can't trust the Americans. Look at this. Does anybody trust these people?
And how stable do we look?
Right.
Most stable genius.
So the tweet that's getting him. So yeah, he tweeted about this water. I don't know where he's getting his news from. Well, I do know where he's getting his news from. Fox.
Yeah. Ugh.
He's really, God, in the last like 24 hours, he's tweeted just about like fake news. Fake news hates me, saying that they're the enemy of the people only because they know it's true.
Oh, my God.
So everybody's running around saying he can't say that. He shouldn't say that. It's harmful.
Yes.
And he comes out and says, it's because it's true.
Oh, my God.
at this the latest Nuremberg rally in Ohio.
Right.
He said they're disgusting and they're sick and gross.
Oh, I heard that.
Disgusting. It's our president.
Yeah, lovely.
Then he tweeted, tariffs are working big time.
God.
This is our president. Tariffs are working big time.
You know, I heard a guy, I wish some dude on MSNBC who had been in that press pool before at those rallies, those Nuremberg rallies, and he said it's legitimately scary because, you know, we haven't seen any violence.
Yes,
but you have seen, well, you have seen some of these lunatics, like they'll knock a laptop or a microphone out of somebody's hand or something like that. Yeah, it's scary.
Wow.
I mean, look at them. They look scary. You see all these montages of like, hey, here's Trump's, here's some of his supporters, man. Yeah,
old white people, red-faced, frothing at the mouths, flipping the bird at cameras.
An old, fat, white dude.
Grandma? Yelling,
yeah, oh, look. God, could you imagine? Oh, this is my sweet old grandma. Flipping off the camera.
Right.
It's crazy.
I'm just fucking with levels here.
Oh, yeah.
Again. So then Trump tweeted.
Right.
The tariffs are working. Obama, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Then yesterday also fake news reporting, a complete fabrication that I am concerned. This is the one that's got him in troubles.
Yes.
This is the dear Mr. Mueller. Yes, I colluded. Fake news reporting. A complete fabrication that I'm concerned about the meeting my wonderful son, what's his name, Donald, had in Trump Tower. This was a meeting to get information on an opponent. Totally legal and done in the name all the time in politics. So... it used to be, this was a meeting, we didn't know what this was. It was going to be about adoption.
Yeah, I thought it was the Magnitsky Act.
Yeah, it's all about adoption.
Right.
And meanwhile, Trump's whole team pronounces it the Magnitsky Act, and it's just not how it's pronounced.
Did I say it right?
No, you said it right, yeah. Seculo, that shyster lawyer of his,
yes,
that creepy religious lawyer who's... I believe under investigation for fraud himself, was on telly, and he was like, he kept saying the Magnitsky Act. It was driving me nuts.
Is that on purpose?
I don't
think it's dickheads.
I don't know. But the Magnitsky Act, the Magnitsky Act is sanctions.
Yeah.
So they're like, no, we didn't want to talk about sanctions. Well, they wanted to talk about the Magnitsky Act. That's the sanctions.
Yeah, right.
He's kind of whipping Don under the bus here by saying that fake news is reporting that I'm concerned about Don's meeting. It was a meeting to get information on an opponent.
So
from a foreign power.
Right. And don't you think the meeting went something like this? Hey, we've got all this bullshit on Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
If you get elected, we're going to need you to get rid of the sanctions.
Yes.
Well, then damn it. We know this. What are we doing? Get him out of there.
Republicans. Fake news. Oh, wait. Why aren't Mueller and 17 angry Democrats looking at the meetings concerning the fake dossier, it's not, and all the lying that went on in the FBI and DOJ. This is the most one-sided witch hunt in the history of our country. Fortunately, the facts are all coming out and fast. What? What is he talking? What facts?
Well, there are facts coming out. We just learned for sure that Don Jr. knew he was going to a meeting with a bunch of fucking Russians about... this goddamn Hillary stuff.
About dirt, illegal. Right.
It's illegal. So that's true. That's coming out.
The Then he tweeted, too bad a large portion of the media refuses to report the lies and corruption having to do with the rigged witch hunt. But that's why we call them fake news. Hard to believe this is our fucking president. I mean, it's just every hour a humiliation. Every day, but mostly every hour.
Sometimes it's hard to believe, but sometimes it's hard to believe this is not all we get. Because if you look at the people in this country that voted for him, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They're a scary bunch. They're terrifying.
Let's see what else we got.
Did you see the picture of those two idiots I put on our Facebook page that said, I'd rather be Russian than Democrats?
Oh, we both put that up.
Oh, did we really?
Then.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, then go be Russian.
Right, right.
Go with Steven Seagal. But you can't, see, the thing is, Steven Seagal, I mean, Russia only wants Steven Seagal types. They don't want those two idiots. Do you think Putin would be friends with any of these lunatics at these rallies? No.
Yeah, no. Did you use it as a promo or something?
No, nah, I just threw it up there. I think I did. Or maybe I'm just reading the one you put up there.
You may be reading the one I put up there. It's a picture that a dude took at the Ohio rally. It's two old white guys. One's wearing a MAGA hat, and they both have these t-shirts that apparently they had made up. It says, I'd rather be Russian than Democrat. And it's got like a donkey, a blue donkey.
Ooh, yes.
Boxing with, is that Trump? I can't really see. I think it's Trump. It looks like Trump hair.
Right. I think it's a donkey beating it out. No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'd rather be Russian than a Democrat.
You put that up. I didn't. I just looked at it and laughed. Yeah, that's you.
So
those guys, that one guy looks like Steven Root, doesn't he?
Steven.
Kinda.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
But this is where they're going now. And this is where Trump earlier was like, even if it was collusion. It's not illegal. There was none. And even if there was some, it's not illegal.
God damn. But it is illegal.
Well, conspiracy, sure, is illegal. Conspiracy to defraud the United States of America.
You know, his strategy is simple. Save whatever you need it to be. Say whatever you need something to be, and then it is that thing.
Well, yeah, and
say...
And facts be damned.
Well, yeah. So
screw your facts. We don't need your facts.
Right.
Let me see. Then he went after Jerry Brown. About the water.
God, why go after Jerry Brown? Trump, why are you such a dickhead to California? California is good for this country. You should be happy with. You should call up California and say, hey. Good job over there. It's really nice. Doing some good shit. Figure out how to keep from dumping all your water into the ocean.
Well, yeah, and how about those surpluses?
Oh yeah. How horrible. How horrible. The state's profitable.
State's got money. What a hellhole.
He has money. Let's punish him.
You know why? Because Jerry Brown taxes the fuck out of the rich.
Yeah.
And then they talk about, look at all the business that left. Look at all the industry that left. California. Citations.
Yeah. Drive through California. Drive through LA. Any part of it. This business is fucking everywhere, man.
The economy is doing great in LA, but they got issues. Yeah. They got wildfires.
Of course, you know, and God, I was reading about this Amazon shit where the new Amazon headquarters is going to go.
Have they decided? Isn't it down to two?
No, I don't know. There's some crazy shit going on. Like nobody knows what any of these, fucking municipalities. What
they offered? Yeah, but they bent over and offered?
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, you know, God, from like, I don't know. You
Trump gets elected again. We are going to bring back slavery.
Right.
You guys can have cheap labor.
Oh, yes. Well, you got a squirt for Amazon.
Isn't, I think Atlanta?
Yeah.
Or somewhere in Georgia is up for, in the finals for the two.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about this religious liberty bullshit legislation they're trying to pass. And that if they do, Amazon may not go there.
Yeah. I don't know. I still like your idea. I think Amazon's going to require the state to bring back slavery.
Well, in Georgia, you know.
Get rid of that one amendment. Oh, thought you'd never ask.
Georgia's like, I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
Woo-hoo! Get rid of the minimum wage.
They had great jobs.
Yeah, oh yes.
I'm just adjusting the levels here, like up and down, it seems like. So apologies, ladies and gentlemen. We're
thank you for listening, by the way. I'm calling in for those of you just tuning in. I, Ryan Pfeiffer, I'm calling in from the country of Alaska. The state, I'm sorry.
Wave to Vladimir.
Hello, Russia. How are you? Say hi to Stephen for me.
You're pretty close to Ms. Palin.
Oh, I know. I saw her the other day.
Really?
No.
Are you lying? Oh.
No, I'm lying. I assume, I mean.
I would have heard that.
No, yeah, I would have mentioned that. I would have taken a picture with her or something. Yeah. I went hiking up Denali. I was hampered by, apparently I have an ingrown toenail. I needed to be, needed to be airlifted off the side of a fucking mountain because of that. It hurt, you know. But it really is pretty up there. God.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thanks to all the listeners for the thoughts and prayers for my ingrown toenail.
Then, speaking of fake news, Trump tweeted, presidential approval numbers are very good.
Oh, okay. How would they?
That would be inaccurate.
Well, wait, did he do a study at a Klan rally? I'm sure.
Yeah, he's looking at Rasmussen adult white males Ooh. Over 60.
Perfect.
I'm sure they love him.
Oh yes,
like the two assholes with the T-shirts.
Oh yeah. Oh, these guys love Trump. I'd rather be Russian, the Democrat.
God, how could you? Yeah,
that's
insane. And those motherfuckers are probably the same ones who just a few years ago were like, fuck Russia and them commies, they're evil.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And now I'd rather be Russian than Democrat.
Well, the age of these guys, they sat through so many movies where the bad guy was Russians. Yeah. They don't give a fuck. Who do you root for in Rocky? That one Rocky where Rocky fought the big...
Dolph Lundgren. Dude.
Yes. What was his name?
The... I don't remember. The character name?
Yeah, what's it matter? It does not matter. Yeah, the character... Not Rocky, but
Zuko
the guy
or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. Mortis.
Trump said military, strong on economy, everything else, better numbers than Obama at this point. He's obsessed.
Yes.
He is obsessed with Obama and what a better man.
Right.
What a better man by every measure that Obama is.
Yes.
We are winning on just about every front. And for that reason, there will not be a blue wave, but there might be a red wave.
I heard him say that. For sure, there's going to be a golden wave.
Which is delusional.
Yes.
We'll have to see what's going on. Today is election day, and there's a couple of key races to keep an eye on. One is Ohio, a district in Ohio that was 12 points for Trump or something like that. And the latest polls had them the Republican only up by like a point or two, well within the margin of error. And
wow,
the reports are that the Republicans are literally shitting themselves over this one because this is the so close to the election. They're really worried that the blue wave be forming, the tsunami is starting to happen. And if the Dems can flip this blood red district in the middle of Ohio, then they may be fucked, and we will at least win back the House, which is maybe what will keep the Republic afloat through the Shitler regime.
But the thing with the blue wave, if we have a blue wave, then that kind of neutralizes all the fake news that, you know, happens, right? I mean, that'll lessen the effect of these fake news shut out by these Russian bots, right?
Well, yeah, and because then Congress will start doing its job and have commissions not only to fucking impeach Trump, get that over with, but to also strengthen our elections and all the cyber shit.
Yeah.
And maybe strike back. They asked, I forget who it was, the CIA director maybe, or Dan I. Coates or whatever, about, well, you know, the Congress asked him, is there anything, has the president authorized any countermeasures? Like, are we fighting back at all?
Yeah.
And, you know, in military speak, the answer was, well, you know, no. Now, well, I can't speak about blah, 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 but it doesn't sound like we're fighting back.
That is fucking bananas.
We fight back by fucking fat boy.
Yes.
Rolling over and prying open his lumpy, mottled pink thighs for Putin.
Lovely.
Sounds like Velcro, ripping those thighs apart. Sticky from McDonald's drippings.
Oh, right. God. It's a mess. This is a fucking mess.
It really
I
is.
Don't know. I mean, whoa. Is it?
Two tweets since we have been on the air.
Yes.
Democrats want open borders and they want to abolish ICE. The brave men and women that are protecting our country from some of the most vicious and dangerous people on earth. Sorry, we can't let that happen. These ICE are going after undocumented immigrants. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
And Trump says they're going after the most vicious and dangerous people on earth. You know, Mexicans.
You know, people that don't have paperwork saying they're a white American born here. That's, God.
Sorry, we can't let that happen. Also, change the rules in the Senate and approve strong border security. He wants to completely get rid of any kind of 60 vote threshold for anything.
Right, yeah.
Which, be careful what you ask for, fuck.
Yes.
Because it only takes a couple of seats. And it's unlikely because the Democrats are defending more this season than the Republicans are. But there's an outside Hail Mary chance that they could. It only takes two seats. Positive change for the Democrats to win the Senate.
That would be fucking great. That would be great.
Knock out a couple of these fucking Republican assholes.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
Like Ted Cruz in trouble.
Oh, no.
That would be spectacular.
If Ted Cruz loses, is he going to go on Fox News?
No, he's hated. He's not a personable, charming person. Nobody's clamoring for Ted Cruz.
You don't think he'd make a good, you know, he wouldn't be a good anything. He wouldn't be a good anything. He has no...
No, they're already gearing up for any race that a Democrat wins is going to be Russian interference.
Yeah, yeah.
They're already preparing to delegitimize any Democratic win by saying, the Russians were the Russians. That's why I said it's tinfoil hat area, but who's to say the Republicans haven't made a deal with the Russians to let them hack into an election or two, and then we'll catch you. We'll catch you doing it. And that'll delegitimize all of the Democratic, all the Democratic races. And fucking Trumpenstein monster already tweeted that. It's the, they want the Democrats to win, not me. Nobody's been tougher on Russia than me.
And his base will believe that. They're like, oh, yeah, that's still true.
They do.
So true.
When they were interviewing some of these Trumpansies recently at some of these Nuremberg rallies.
But don't they understand
no.
why Vlad went out of his way to help Trump win because he was running against Hillary? Vlad hates the shit out of Hillary Clinton. He hates her, right? Because she then legitimized his fucking election back in the day.
Oh, there must have been a typo in this California wildfires tweet from earlier, because I think that one's gone and it's replaced with kind of the same thing. Fuck, there must have been a typo I didn't notice.
Oh, shit.
California wildfires are being magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws, which aren't allowing... What? Which aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. It's being diverted into the Pacific Ocean. So, by allowing some streams and rivers to follow their natural course to the ocean is a bad environmental law, according to a Republican.
Is this, dude, does this have to do with the dam? Didn't he want a dam built in Florida, California last year or something?
Oh, maybe. I'm sure he would put a dam everywhere. Fuck nature. Fuck the environment.
Yes. What can it? Why is he wasting his time with this? It's so goddamn bizarre. I'm going to complain about how the water flows through California and into the fucking ocean.
He's just lashing out.
Damn. Can Ivanka explain to him how water works, or does she know?
Oh,
does she know? Well...
God, so fucking.
What is that?
Affected. I've always
thought vocal fry is like if you are a narcissist and you want people to lean into you and listen so hard, you purposely make yourself difficult to understand.
Oh, a quiet talker?
Yeah, that's what that is, man.
Wasn't that a Seinfeld episode?
Yes, everything I know is based off Seinfeld, and that is that. That's vocal fry, man. Low talker.
Insanity happening all around.
Yes.
And there's a report that his peeps are desperately trying to tell him, stop tweeting this collusion shit. Stop confessing in 280 characters.
Right.
Over and over and over.
Why would Mueller need any other witnesses for this shit other than his fucking Twitter?
Right. That's why he lost his shit last week when we found out that Mueller was combing through Trump's Twitters.
Is Mueller trying to look for some sort of relationship between the times of a tweet and when stuff happens?
Like, oh, maybe. There's all kinds of interesting timing going on around here with like when Trump said, hey, Russia, if you're listening, find Hillary's 30,000 emails. The press will like you bigly. And that night, the Russians began their fishing expedition against the DNC.
How is that a fucking coincidence?
It's
that's
coincidence.
Crazy.
Just a coincidence.
Yes. Hey, I just a quick question, side note, and we don't have to go into it right now. I just want to make sure. Did you see the story I sent you? You saw the story with the other Sacha Baron Cohen thing?
I did. Yeah, we got that one coming up.
Okay, you have that.
Oh, sure.
Okay, that's my favorite.
So advisors to Trump are reportedly pleading with him to stop tweeting about the meeting between top officials in the 2016 Trump campaign and Russians.
Yes.
Advisors made the request after Trump said in a tweet over the weekend that his son, Donald Trump Jr., met with the Russians in 2016 to get damaging information on Hillary Clinton.
Right. I'm tired of listening to these stories about people asking him to stop tweeting. He's not going to stop.
Well, right. In doing so, Trump admitted that his son had attempted to collude with agents of a foreign government. And then some reports are saying that privately, he's very worried about Don Jr., that not that he did it intentionally, but he may have inadvertently stumbled into a crime.
Inadvertently.
Oh, yeah.
How is setting up a meeting with a shit ton of people that includes somebody from Russia, you know, from the government?
And if you didn't think that any of this was nefarious, why has everybody lied every single fucking step of the way?
Yeah.
About meeting Russians. If there's no collusion and nothing nefarious going on, why is everybody forgetting these meetings with Russia?
You know, the thing about Donald Trump is that he's guilty, but he seems guilty.
Right.
Seems so. It's just so blatant. It's so blatant in this country that we don't believe it. It's so blatant, no one believes it. They're like, how could it be that crazy?
Yeah, you wouldn't think he'd be that stupid.
Well, he is.
Right?
It is crazy.
And and vindictive and petty. And that whole thing over the weekend with LeBron James.
Oh, yes.
Just pissed off. LeBron, of course, and a black man who actually earned his millions. And actually did come from nothing. Doing more for the community than this fucking asshole in the White House.
Yeah, the I promise thing. I mean, that's great.
And then and then LeBron said he's using sport to divide people.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And that's when Trump lost his shit and tweeted out, I see that low IQ Don Lemon was interviewing somebody even dumber than him. LeBron James.
You can't, you know, I've watched basketball. I've never played. But there's no way. I mean, of course, what Trump said was stupid. You can't be dumb and play basketball. I'm sorry. You can't be. You can't be dumb and play professional basketball. It's all kinds of bullshit plays you have to remember and all kinds of crap, right?
Well, and fast. You got to be able to at least think quickly, at least be really good at that.
Yeah, it's not like baseball. It's not like you'd be some idiot redneck. No, I'm just kidding. Right, it does seem, though, like if you think about football players and basketball players, God, just a lot more with it on the social shit than baseball.
What else is going on? The info squeals being heard worldwide.
Yes.
Today, as Alex Jones has been basically taken off of everything out there.
No.
His YouTube channel was taken down.
No.
His Facebook page was taken down.
Oh, shit.
His, I think it was SoundCloud even, removed a whole shit ton of his podcast.
Is he still on LinkedIn?
iTunes removed the podcast.
Oh, shit.
From there, a whole bunch of sites just have decided that enough is enough. Go ahead.
But you can still get his shit on his website, probably.
Oh, that's the first place I went. And in fact, I even tweeted out that, you know, that InfoWars is going to have huge spikes
in
visitors, mainly today and tomorrow, just to do what I did, which is to see what the fuck he's saying and how he's losing his goddamn mind.
Yeah. And then that traffic's going to taper off.
Yeah. Well, it's going to, he's going to be pummeled. Yeah. If all of those outlets are gone, all he's got left is his shitty website and, you know, Gab or whatever that right wing nut job network is that nobody goes to.
Well, so what's the moral of the story? Maybe don't blame kids for getting shot to death.
Right. Maybe not talk about civil war in violent-ish tones. Well, not us. We're not going to start the violence, of course.
How about not, you know, making people want to go out and do bad shit?
Sure enough, I went over to InfoWars to his live video, and it's exactly what you would expect. It is butthurt snowflake-itude of monstrous proportions. There's got to be part of him that loves it.
Yeah.
Because he gets to climb up onto that cross, take his shirt off, suck in his gut, and staple himself to the cross.
How is he, I mean, God, he's just going to go out of business.
He's going to be fucked. Facebook today cracked down on far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, removing four of his pages.
No shit.
Citing breaches of community standards. The Alex Jones channel page, the Alex Jones page, the InfoWars page, and the InfoWars nightly news page are gone.
Oh, God.
Which follows Spotify, not SoundCloud. Apple's and Spotify's removal of his podcasts on Sunday.
Yeah.
A 90-day ban on live broadcasts on YouTube last month and a 30-day Facebook suspension late last month of his personal page that he was able to skirt by just going over to his other pages.
Man, we should put our show on Spotify.
I think we are on Spotify.
Oh, okay. All right. I was wondering. Because Alex is off there. We can get his audience.
Yeah, there's a great overlap.
Spotify crowd.
There's a great overlap.
I'm worried about Alex's kids, man. You know, his daddy's going to be upset and angry. God, I don't know. What do you think he's like when he's mad? He's upset, for real.
I guess his Twitter is still there.
Yay!
We've been banned completely on Facebook, Apple, and Spotify. What conservative news outlet will be next? There it is. There's the slippery slope.
Oh, yes.
The one platform they can't ban will always have our live streams is at his Infowars.com. Right. Spread the links.
But it's not about him being right wing, though. It's about him saying shitty things and lying about those kids and saying that the kids are crisis actors and
British info fuck Paul Joseph Wanson.
Oh, he's the worst. Man. Hello, info fuck.
An editor at InfoWars said it's an ideological purge intended to redefine the very concept of free speech. Bullshit. And which, by the way, squeal piggies squeal about the First Amendment. And then read a little bit and educate thyself that businesses don't have to provide you with fuck.
Because Facebook and all those things, they're private entities.
Correct. If it was the United States of America message board,
right,
then there would be a First Amendment issue. But Facebook owns that, and they can kick out who they want.
Right. I mean, well, what I don't get, Alex, is that Rush Limbaugh's still there, right?
To be sure.
Hannity. What's his name? The Rick Wiles? Todd Starnes?
Sure.
What's the guy from American Family? Coach Dave is still there?
I don't know. Coach Dave just does his YouTube dealio.
Yeah.
His past assault, but I guess that's on YouTube, so.
Past assault! Fucking idiot.
Coach Dave.
Yeah, what a bunch of losers all these people are.
So, it's the zombie apocalypse, according to Alex Jones. He's losing his mind. He's asking Trump for help.
What?
Here's a little bit of Alex Jones. I wonder if, wait, I can't do this now. No, I can't play it with the setup we have here.
Right.
You won't be able to hear it, so I'm not going to play it. No. We'll put it up on our Facebook though.
Right.
Alex Jones. He says, if you want to get into the real reason all this is happening, I know it's demoralizing. I don't want to demoralize people, but facts are facts, like having cancer. It's operable. We can fix it. And then he says, Mr. President, you know, the Office of Personnel Management was done by insiders. That's even come out in intelligence reports. Some conspiracy theory to drag down InfoWars.
Wow.
And he's begging the president, Mr. President, America knows you're real. They know the Democrats are the anti-American globalists allied with the Shycoms.
Oh, the Shycoms. They're the worst. The Shycoms, the Romulans, and the Phaeton Sevens are going to fuck us all.
What are Shycoms?
I don't know.
C-H-I-C-O-M-M-S.
Shycom.
Chinese Communists.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. They know the Democrats are the anti-American globalists allied with the Shycoms, radical Islam, the unelected EU, and others.
No shit.
So he's asking the president to come out and make censorship a big issue.
Right.
And accuse them of all trying to steal the election. He's telling the president what to do. You know what's going to happen? Exactly what Alex Jones is calling for.
What?
Trump is going to say, I can't believe they're censoring...
Oh yeah!
The conservative media and Twitter and Facebook.
But at the same time, Trump is like, "We're going to change the libel law so people can't say bullshit about me."
Right, right.
They're babies, you know. They're babies. And Alex Jones, it is odd. It's like, doesn't he look around and see there's rightly nut jobs just as fucked up as he is, but they're still on Facebook. They're still on whatever. They're still on iTunes.
Right.
So why can't he be? I mean, you know, he's dumb. He's violent. It's not about him being conservative.
So we'll keep following what's going on with Alex Jones.
Yeah. I hope his kids are okay. He didn't go nuts. I mean, you know.
For next time, I'm going to download this and play it, though. But there was a phone call into CNBC.
Okay.
I might as well tell you about it. But you really got to hear it. You know how CNBC has the calling in on the Democrat line, you know, or calling in on the Republican line, that kind of thing. And it's amazing because the hosts are always just so nonplussed, seemingly, by any horrible thing that gets said. And this one is no different. And this one, it's almost like she didn't even know what was going on. This guy calls in, and he sounds like an older guy, an older white dude. Maybe he was one of the ones that was wearing the I'd rather be Russian than Democrat shirts.
Perfect.
And he calls in to bitch about Brian Stelter and Don Lemon on CNN. That they're, you know, fake news and putting out all these old stories and it's the country's falling apart and they're un-American and all this stuff. And then he says, and if I see him, I'm going to shoot him. Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, God, I saw that.
He's like, thank you. Goodbye. And hangs up. And the CNBC host was just like, to the last caller, we just want to reiterate and to other callers that you do have to turn down your TV in the background. That's all she says.
Did you say anything about the guy threatening to shoot me?
No, and then she's the next caller from the Democrat line and moves on. But I'll download it It's the setup's different the way it is here. Ryan can't hear. If I play the clips for the people to hear, Ryan can't hear him, and the other way around. Yeah. So
that's what happens when I'm in a Ted Kaczynski cabin. I'm in the Ted Kaczynski studio.
So I have to actually download the clips and upload them into the cloud and shit. But I will do that for the next show.
Yes.
Which I guess we'll listen back to this.
See how it is.
Evaluate it and see if it's not too horrible. If it's not good, maybe we'll do like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday or something like that. We'll take another couple days off.
Tweet us. Let us know at Crab Diving.
But otherwise, we'll plow through.
Yes.
Poor InfoWars. We'll see. But again, he's martyring himself, but he's going to be fucked. He's going to be fucked. Yeah. It really is just going to be him.
Right.
Getting pushed back into the holes of obscurity where they all belong. Yes. These lunatics.
Yeah, they're nuts. They're nuts. Oh, by the way, I just want to respond to something on Twitter. Space Force Kate, Ryan, does it feel weird up there politically? No, not really. This is Talkeetna. This is a village settled, I believe, in the 60s by a bunch of beat poets. So there are a bunch of hippies up here that know how to haul shit. So, you know, I think they're pretty blue up in here in Talkeetna.
But they like guns.
Yeah. And four-wheelers. I was outside on the phone to the end of the driveway, my brother's place, my brother's compound, and I saw like three or four people go by, one person on a fucking four-wheeler, somebody else on some other contraption, and goddamn, everybody's got camouflage. Invest in camouflage, guys. Everybody's wearing it.
It's summer. Do they have the white snow camo for the winter? I wonder.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. That'd be funny. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you go outside in the winter that much.
You know, what was that James Bond movie where they were all the bad guys were in all the ice camo?
Oh, that's God, is that The Spy Who Loved Me?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Not Moonraker.
I thought it was one of the newer ones with the most recent Bond.
Moonraker is the inspiration for Space Force. A lot of people don't know that.
Space Force. We're doing lots of amazing things in space. What else is going on out there? I'm going to save that story so we can get that audio of that. You just got to hear this phone call. It's just like the guy's going off. And then right at the end, he just drops that. Yeah, I see him. I'm going to shoot him.
That's crazy. Who says that? A Trump supporter, of course.
Well, yeah. And who's fired all these assholes up?
He called that. I heard him say when he was talking about the press, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
Think about what that means. They're disgusting. What? They're so horrible. You can't even. That means you can't bear to be. If you find something disgusting, you can't bear it. You can't bear it. Does he mean that the reporters that write and they report on the news are such horrible people you can't bear being around them? I don't know. That's crazy, dude.
Let's see. There's a story out of Germany.
Nein.
There was there's a nursing home.
Okay.
In, Wacken?
In where?
In Wacken, W-A-C-K-E-N, Wacken, we would say in English, but it's...
In Wacken?
It's Wacken. Wacken, Schleswig, Wacken, Schleswig, Holstein.
Oh, God!
Nursing home officials discovered two men missing.
Okay.
From... a nursing home in Vakin. And it turns out the men bailed and escaped on their nursing home, and they found them apparently having an interesting time. At the world's largest heavy metal festival, the Vakin Open Air, held every year since 1990. The men didn't want to leave the concert.
They're having a good time.
They obviously like the metal festival. Police spokesperson Merle Neufeld told German broadcaster, Norddeutscher Rundfunk.
Frau Luca.
R-U-N-D-F-U-N-K. Rundfunk. The care home quickly organized return transport after police found them, picked them up, and then they took a taxi back to the nursing home. So I just thought that was funny. A couple of old guys escaped from the nursing home to go to a metal concert.
They didn't want to go back.
They didn't want to go back.
I get it. You're having a good time. You're probably getting high.
You
probably get high at that nursing home, too. Probably real good shit.
That's probably why they went back,
I need my meds.
So, you mentioned earlier the story you had sent me about Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes.
Well, the latest, there's a couple. Did you see there's also, in addition to the big headline of one of the most recent shows, but there's another guy from Alabama who was a Trump delegate in the last election.
Okay.
And Sacha Baron Cohen got him to hide in a bathroom stall and then come out with a poster board sized picture of two guys fucking.
Yeah.
Something with like protecting the bathroom and saying back up, you're a homo or something like that. I don't know the full story. I'm gonna put it up on Facebook, but it's the same thing as like that asshole in Georgia who was like, I'm gonna touch my buttocks, America, USA.
Nobody ever thinks I'm in a bathroom stall and this big picture of these two guys boning. I don't know.
No, he's using it like a shield. The picture of the two guys fucking. It's like he's trying to scare away. I don't know if he's trying to scare away a terrorist or if he's trying to scare away a trans person that's using the wrong bathroom.
Right.
I don't know what he's trying to do. Probably a terrorist because it's pictures of guys boning, which would, you know, terrorists are apparently afraid of homosexuals. That's the whole concept behind I'm going to touch you with my bare buttocks.
What? Yeah. If you're a right-wing nut job, you think terrorists are scared of gay sex?
Could you repeat? Sorry, I was just monitoring.
My question is, if you're a right-wing nut job, do you think Al-Qaeda is afraid of gay sex?
I mean, you know, they hate gay people, but are they afraid? I don't know. But that's what Sacha Baron Cohen's character convinced that Georgia moron of, that a good way to disarm a terrorist is to bare your buttocks to him and threaten that you're going to touch him with your bare buttocks and that'll turn him gay.
So by that reasoning,
he must buy into it.
Well, if you want to prevent terrorism in this country that you love so much,
assless chaps,
start banging people of the same sex.
Oh, I was going
to
say,
the only way to fight ISIS.
Everybody should start wearing Prince pants.
Yeah.
With the ass cut out of them.
Yeah.
Not everybody. We should have a your ass must be this wide too,
right.
to qualify for.
Has that you think
cheek
that
display.
Guy, that Jason Spencer guy who took his pants down for Sacha Baron Cohen?
What about him?
Do you think it sunk in that he had to resign? He was leaving anyway, his office, but he had to leave early because of that.
Well, that good thing his kids have a common last name.
No, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, but imagine what the kids going through in school now, or will be. Imagine middle school when kids find out why Mr. Spencer is no longer a state representative.
I don't know. It's kind of what he's going to be known for.
I think he needs witness protection. Yeah. I mean, I don't, but I mean, you need that level of starting over, change your identity, change your name.
Do you think he's going to have, you think Steve Bartman situation is
the guy in Chicago who ruined. Some people think ruined. I was just going to say some people think, and you're like, ruined.
Nah, he didn't.
He caught a foul ball or it impeded catching a foul ball. Who was running to catch it?
Moises Alou.
And it was a playoff for the Cubs.
Yeah.
And the Cubs were winning at that point, weren't they? And that was like the beginning of the slide right into the shitter.
9 outs away. And, you know, and if you look at the tape, Bartman just stuck his hand out there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look like a guy that's going to, he just didn't look like a dude that was going to catch a ball. He had a fucking turtleneck on, you know?
He had to leave town.
He had to leave, dude. He had to change his life.
Because he got death threats.
That fucking moment.
He got death threats.
And I felt bad. You know, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fucking fault.
But that's what's going on there with... So Arpaio is the other victim.
Yes.
Of Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right.
Now the fourth week of his show on Showtime, Who is America?
Right.
He introduced a new character who is a Finnish YouTuber that does unboxing.
What?
Unboxing is shit where you order stuff and you literally are filmed opening the box up and opening the whatever new doohickey you've bought and reading the instructions and starting it up and putting it together.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He managed to get former Arizona sheriff.
Yes.
Convicted dickwad. Pardoned by an even bigger dickwad.
Oh my God.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Right.
The character. He goes on YouTube by OMG Whizboy OMG. he says his real name is Ladislas Kekkonen.
Nine. What's his name?
Ladislas Kekkonen.
Kid got Ladislas.
OMG Whizboy OMG on the YouTube. Yeah. I open videos or I unbox things.
Right.
Arpaio, who made headlines as a vicious, inhuman Maricopa County sheriff.
Yes.
Prison camps, basically, having prisoners endure triple digit heat.
Yeah.
And making them wear pink and shit just to humiliate them.
Right.
He was charged with unlawful discriminatory police conduct. Was ordered by a sheriff or by a judge to stop it. And he said, "Fuck you." And was then slapped with a contempt of court. Found guilty. And that's what Trump pardoned him for.
And Trump, he pardoned him, but he was real subtle about it, too. He's real, you know.
The Justice Department deemed Arpaio's policies as the worst pattern of racial profiling in the United States. Think about that.
Wow. The worst.
I don't know. Black people might be like, I don't know. About, yeah.
Yeah.
We might be a tie.
Right.
While unboxing a toy kit, Sacha Baron Cohen's character told Arpaio he had amassed 43 guns for the upcoming race war.
Okay.
He asked Arpaio if he could get Donald Trump to give him a golden shower. He also asked Arpaio if he would accept a blowjob from the president, and Arpaio said, "I might have to say yes."
I might have to say yes. God, Joe, don't you think you're expecting a lot from Trump? He already pardoned you.
Arpaio is in a three-way race for the Republican nomination for Arizona Senate. Let's not forget that.
I had forgotten that, to be honest. Oh, God. Is he going to lose?
I don't know what the late... At one point, he was winning.
Oh, God.
But I haven't seen the latest in the polls.
Right.
Let me see. Arizona Senate polls.
I mean, surely people don't want Sheriff Joe. I mean, he's not very good.
Yeah, I don't know. You said that about, we said that about Trump.
Yeah. But Sheriff Joe was, a judge found him in contempt. I mean, he was breaking the law.
In the average of all the polls as of now, or as of a week ago, Arpaio's in third out of three. So,
oh, good.
There's some sanity going on, right. But I know there was one point a few months ago where he was like tied for first or,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's bananas. Yeah, Roy Moore. I mean, Roy Moore was fucking popular. And what was his deal? He was a big rapist, right?
Right, and a Christian Taliban.
Yeah. Sheriff Joe isn't that Jesus-y, right?
Not outwardly, but I'm sure he is. I'm sure he portrays himself birther. As a big old Christian.
He's a big old birther.
There's one poll that has... The Martha McSally in the lead for the Republicans at, she's got 36%. Kelly Ward has 27%. Arpaio 24%. So God. There's still one in four Republicans, allegedly.
Then they have to be racist. There's no other possibility than those Republicans hate Mexicans.
But that's about the number, right? One quarter.
Yeah.
Of Republicans.
That's good, though. That's good for the general. I mean, but that's disturbing, right? That so many people, I mean, that party is sick. They're totally fucking fucked.
Well, that's what they're worried about in some of these races now where is it Georgia's governor's race where that the guy running for governor against... Remind me of her name, Sally. No,
not Sally. Governor Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams.
I can't remember the other guy, though.
The Republican against, running, but he's the one that came out with those crazy ads where he had a pickup truck and he's like, "This is my pickup truck. I'm going to go help transport illegal aliens back to the border."
Absolutely. That guy's nuts.
So he's gone full Trumpist, but now the Republicans are worried because they're like, well, yeah, you know, in some of these really red, crazy areas, you can be full Trumpist and win primaries, but when you go statewide, it's not helping.
And why is a guy, why does a guy running against Stacey Abrams give a fuck about, I mean, does Georgia have a border with Mexico?
Not last I've checked.
I mean, I don't have a PhD in geography, but, you know. You know, they're next. It's next to the Atlantic Ocean, Florida, Alabama, and I think it borders Tennessee, South Carolina. God, right?
That is that. Arpaio said he'd totally take a blowjob from Trump. I look at that. I know the way he said he would take one from Trump, not give one to Trump.
Right. Absolutely. Trump is, I guess, going to blow Joe. I didn't know this. Where are they going to do this? Where will the blow job take place? Pay-per-view? Yeah. This needs to be on Amazon or something.
Joe's going to need some of Alex Jones's horny goat weed.
Yeah, come on.
Help the guy out. He's going to need money.
Get up for Schittler.
Got to help him. He's going to need the cash.
Oh, yeah. How bizarre.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's the Republicans, man. Congratulations.
Welcome
guys.
To America.
It's
going fucking great. Wars with Iran.
Oh, yes. Everybody's dumb as fuck.
Did you see they're being really careful? Like the judge is being really careful of what he's allowing them to say at the Manafort trial. Like they can't say,
I see that.
They can't say Putin. They can't say oligarch.
Yeah. What? That's weird.
You could say billionaire, worked with a billionaire or something, but the judge said the term oligarch has a negative connotation that may poison the jury.
Yeah. The word oligarch, what the fuck? I use that all the time. You know why? It just dawned on me. I don't know what that means. I mean, I think I know what it means. Oligarch. You know, it's funny. You type O-L-I. You know what comes up first?
Olive oil?
No. Close. Olive Garden.
Oh, God. Okay.
An oligarch.
It's over, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Olive Garden. A ruler in an oligarchy. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's the definition on the...
Yeah. The oligarchy is a form of power structure in which power rests with a small number of people. These people may be distinguished by nobility, wealth, family ties, education, or corporate, religious, or military control. Yay.
Right.
Right, everybody.
Don't forget, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on the Twitters.
Yes.
At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING, and help us out by buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Right.
When you're going to buy it on the internet, helps us out.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, make us rich, get us paid.
Helps us out.
We're still on iTunes, like Amazon, I'm sorry, Alex Jones, we are not kicked off.
We have not yet been kicked off of anything.
Right. Viva la resistance. Oui, oui.
The big worry is that there may be, they're talking about RICO charges.
Right.
Against Don Jr.
Okay.
Racketeering.
Damn.
A former federal prosecutor from, U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. listed all the crimes that Don Jr. may be facing just for the meeting at Trump Tower.
Racketeering?
This is Seth Waxman said.
Right.
We've talked about a little bit this idea of foreign campaign contributions, where if a foreign national gives anything of value to someone, a campaign, that can be a crime. On the other side, if the person accepts or even solicits that kind of contribution, that can be a crime. Solicits.
Shit.
So when Trump is saying nothing came of it, or when Don Jr. says nothing came of it, if they knew ahead of time that it was Russian members of the Russian government offering poop on Hillary, that's a crime.
And his tweet says that he knew ahead of time.
He says Don Jr. knew ahead of time.
Oh,
he threw Don Jr. under the bus.
Damn. Trump's a rough dad.
So Don Jr., when he says he loves it with regards to the dirt on Hillary, that alone can be the crime. Full stop.
Wow.
Other crimes like bribery, which would be a quid pro quo. If anything of value was given in exchange for the promise of future government action, like reducing sanctions.
Yes.
That can be bribery.
Right. Because there's value to that.
And then he said, this is a former prosecutor, said the most powerful weapon federal prosecutors have is RICO, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations charges.
Yes.
It's what they use to go after the mob.
Because that's what these guys are like, thugs.
And he said if they start getting into bribery, if they do find a quid pro quo, then they can start looking at RICO, and that's when you start looking at, instead of campaign finance laws, which are like 1, 2, 5 years penalties or in jail, with this RICO shit, you're looking at 15, 20, 30 years.
Oh, my God.
In jail.
Do you think Don Jr. is going to flee the country?
And they're looking at Don Jr. Yeah. And they're looking at Jared Kushner.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Jared. What's he been doing?
Hiding under a rock, right? Where we haven't seen Jared. He's quietly saving the Mideast.
Well, apparently. Jared, if I remember correctly, Rachel Maddow was discussing Jared Kushner. And she said that Jared was smart enough to listen to his lawyers.
He hired good lawyers at the beginning.
Yeah.
When everybody was lawyering up in the White House, he got some good ones.
Yeah.
As opposed to the clown car that Trump pulled up, driven by Rudy Giuliani.
He couldn't get Rudy Giuliani.
I'm sorry. I'm already working for your father-in-law. I'm sorry.
Okay. Shit. What a mess.
What a fucking mess. And it's just going to get worse. There are people saying that Mueller should just go and indict him. Let it get to the Supreme Court.
Indict who? Don Jr.?
Trump. Or subpoena him and force him to come talk. And that'll surely go up to the Supreme Court. And from there, I don't know. I don't necessarily. Do we have confidence that the Supreme Court will decide that the president is not above the law?
No, ask Al Gore.
Not with Kavanaugh coming up.
No.
He's on record saying that he doesn't think any of this should be going on.
Right. And we're just supposed to believe that it's a coincidence that he's the guy up for nomination?
Right.
Fuck that. It's nuts.
So we'll see if Don Sr. tosses Don Jr. under the bus.
Yes. Well, he did.
Kind of.
He kind of did, man. If you're saying...
But Daddy called me wonderful.
Yeah. By that one tweet, you're saying that now Don Jr. is on the hook for racketeering. I mean, that's crazy.
I think they were trying to walk it back already. Like some of the toadies. Like Sekulow was on TV already saying, well, you know, that's not 100% accurate that the president tweeted or something like that.
But, you know, what's fucked up is that, at one point they're like, that is presidential policy. But then they say it's not. It's not his word. What is he lying about? What are we allowed to take serious? When the president says something, when are we allowed to take it seriously?
God, there are people... on Velshin Rule on MSNBC the other day, there was a dude who some oil executive or coal executive or
yes.
you know, some fossil fuel executive guy who seemed very nice, very well spoken. He didn't seem like your typical evil. He didn't seem like he really is. You know, he is.
Yes.
And God, Stephanie Rule just couldn't let it go, understandably, because the guy would not admit that Trump lies about anything. And they're like, wait a minute. There's the piece in the Washington Post that says he's up to 4,700 or something like that. It's six or seven average a day of outright measurable, verifiable lies.
Well, how about the one that says, when I'm president, I'm not going to golf?
And this guy was like, well, you know, I'm not going to say the president lies.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't talk. They were supposed to talk about all kinds of other stuff in this interview, but Stephanie Rule couldn't get over it. And I get it. She's like, wait a minute. How can you look us in the face and say, no, the president doesn't lie?
And as a journalist, how do you ask a guy questions that's lying to you? You say, okay, I'm going to let you lie about this, but everything else you say, I'm supposed to believe you.
Right.
It's nuts.
If it's good stuff about Trump, it's true.
Yes.
If it's bad, it's, of course, fake news.
Right, right. Fake news.
What do we got? We got a few minutes left here in the big show. Looks like we're doing 2 hours.
Right.
Today, everybody.
Hope it sounds okay.
Again, check back with our social medias. We'll listen back and decide if yeah. we're going to do every day or we might take a right. day or two off, which I enjoyed. Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
There was a man who was out in California.
Eat my dick.
Putting out signs, campaign signs.
Okay.
For a Republican.
Right.
Representative Jeff Denham of California.
Okay.
The man had just finished putting up a sign and was walking back to his truck when two men approached him, threw sand in his eyes.
No.
Beat him on the head, neck, and shoulders, all while yelling, "You should go back to your country."
Oh, God.
He's a Sikh. Turban wearing. Yeah. He's got a long beard. He's a Sikh. He's not a Muslim. He's a Sikh from India.
What the fuck?
The man, reportedly, his name is Surjit Malhi.
Right.
He's putting out Republican. He's Republican. He's putting out Republican signs.
God damn.
And he was attacked by Trumpanzees yelling, go back to your country.
Can't you just tell these guys, well, don't attack anybody, but don't attack somebody with a turban, dumbasses. Oh, God.
They reportedly also vandalized his truck with hate symbols and go back message.
Yeah.
He's a Republican, longtime active member of the Turlock, California community.
Okay.
Has reportedly raised thousands of dollars for people who are homeless and for victims of California wildfires.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Police are still looking for two suspects. It's being investigated as a hate crime.
Ducky.
Mr. Malhi said, "I am American 100%, no doubt. So they say, go back to my country. This is my country. If you're a real American and you love America, you should not do that. That is not the American way." Why is he not going out and ripping up every fucking Republican sign that he put out?
I don't know. That's not his party.
That's where this comes from.
It's not his party, man.
You think those are Democrats beating him up, saying, go back to your country?
No.
You think they're independent voters beating him up? Green Party?
Hey, why are all the Nazis, why do Nazis run as Republicans?
Right. Yeah, you think one would take a look at your message?
MAGA, that's the message. MAGA, we had a black president. MAGA, we're going to make it white again.
Right.
That's the fucking message. That's a shit message. Bastards.
We're sorry we let that black one get through. We'll push everything back 50 or 100 years.
And that's why fucking Trump hates California.
Oh, because they defy him, yeah. And they're doing well.
Right.
And you can't reason with people because you're still seeing comments. Oh, California's bankrupt. No, it's running surpluses right now, you asshole. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it's a hellhole. Taxes are really high.
God.
Okay. And some of us like high taxes if we're getting our money's worth.
Yeah, and a lot of these people that bitch about Cali, they never fucking, you never been to Cali, you don't know. We drove from California to Florida, we moved to the fucking panhandle, and, you know, I remember returning the the moving truck guy says, where'd y'all come from? And we say, California. And mind you, we're at this guy works out of a warehouse. There's nothing wrong with this, but just in the middle of a fucking junkyard, in the middle of the woods. He's like, bet y'all glad you got out of there. And I was like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
What does he think is going to happen?
Well, why are we so wrong? I don't know. People are dumb fucking assholes.
You're going to get homosexualized.
Ooh, that's the only way to fight ISIS is hold up a bunch of people having butt sex.
Chicago had a rough weekend, meanwhile.
Yes.
Did you see that? Like 60 shootings or something? And
oh, God.
A whole bunch of killings. Rahm Emanuel was on telly, got emotional.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to do something about this. And then, you know, of course, the Republicans are like, look at Chicago. Got the strictest gun control. Proves gun control don't work. Well, first of all, it's not accurate because their onerous gun law they tried to pass was overturned, wasn't it? And
yeah.
And secondly, Indiana. That's all we got to say.
Yeah, Indiana. And guess what? You aren't allowed to have fireworks in Chicago either. But
we used to hop in the car, the family station wagon, in the last week of June every year and make the half hour trip across the border and go buy tons of shit and bring it home and blow shit up in the yard.
Oh, yes. And by the way, Georgia, that's if you ask George, anybody in Georgia how they feel about Alabama, that's where I get my fireworks from. Just drive right over the line.
And my racism.
Yeah.
A couple minutes left here on the big show. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday. Don't forget, we got all kinds of other stuff here on the network. We got K-Voice, Voice of Resistance. We got the Lady Killers podcast about true crime. And then we have Good Morning Jonestown also streaming.
Yes.
Which is
check all those shows out.
Humorous conspiracy theory type of stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Innovative. Yes. I was saying innovative.
Say innovative.
When animals get
couple minutes. Let's. When animals get pissed. Interesting that you mentioned earlier something about Alaska.
Right.
This would not have happened to you in Alaska then. This is California visiting a California man visiting relatives in Florida.
Right.
From San Francisco. He was visiting his in-laws in Melbourne Beach. It's probably Melbourne, knowing it's Melbourne. Florida.
Suck my neck.
Melbourne. I don't know where Melbourne Beach is. Do you? Florida?
It's in Florida. It's south.
It's in Brevard County.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Get my hanging rope. It's what do you think? Brevard, more.
How do I get your hanging rope? Did I Yankee-fy that? How am I supposed to say it?
I don't know.
Brevard.
Say it how you think it's right and say the opposite every time.
It's
the opposite of right.
It's about halfway down on the Atlantic side. But he was walking. I don't know where he was on a property around 10 p.m. when he walked under a banana tree, and a snake fell from the tree and wrapped itself around his arm.
Fuck off. How do you shoot it?
The snake literally flew off the tree and wrapped around my arm.
Yay.
I grabbed it. I threw it back into the bush. He wasn't sure if the snake had bit him.
Yes.
I guess, how could you not be sure if the snake bit you? Well, he wasn't sure if the snake had bit him, so he called 911, was examined by emergency responders, but he was determined to be okay.
Right.
They think it was a large rat snake who probably didn't leap to attack. He probably fell out of the tree.
Oh, okay. Blame the victim.
Wildlife expert says, sounds like blame the victim. It says, sounds yeah. like the snake might have fallen, and the guy was nice enough to break the snake's fall.
Oh, God. I'm shitting my pants. I mean, not right now, but I would have been. You, 1 minute, I'm walking along under this fucking banana tree, minding my own business, and the next minute, I'm covered in snake. Fuck this.
Yeah, like a 3 or 4 foot snake, too. It wasn't some tiny, it wasn't some tiny little...
I'm trying to figure out like what my reaction would be like. Get the fuck off me! And then I run over a cliff, run, you know, I probably hurt myself. I just freak out. Ugh, horrible.
So with that, a little bit of when animals get pissed,
we
should call it a day. Okay. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it maybe again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Check our social medias. We'll determine our schedule for the week while Ryan's on vacation.
Schedule.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon, in Salkeetna. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vial on Twitter or Instagram at Vial Experience. Also, freaking Vial.
We'll be back again tomorrow.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
Have a great evening, everybody.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.